You are listening to the Texas Standard.
The next Texas legislative session kicks off in less than a week. One issue facing lawmakers will be how to address the backlog of about 15,000 untested rape kits. One solution last session was to give Texans the option to donate to the cause when applying for or renewing driver's licenses or vehicle registrations. Texans did, and the state collected more than $560,000. Sounds like a success story. But the Dallas Morning News reports only one local agency applied for a portion of the funds. So now what? Texas Representative Victoria Neave, a Democrat from Dallas, led the bipartisan effort for that legislation. Representative Neave, thank you for taking some time for the Texas Standard.
Thank you so much for the invite.
What was your first reaction to the news that only one agency applied for the money people donated? Were you disappointed?
Well, we're very, very excited about the fact that 200,000 people in Texas contributed more than $560,000. We know that cost is the most cited reason for the backlog of untested rape kits. And so we know that the need is there, and I'm confident that the dollars will be utilized.
Have you heard from any jurisdictions that just didn't know that the money was available or maybe just didn't apply in time?
I think that that might be a part of the issue, that maybe not all of the jurisdictions knew about the dollars. So we're going to be working with the governor's office, whom I understand is going to be reopening the application period.
And you think that also this might have something to do with the fact that just the temporary fix of this influx of money maybe isn't enough, that jurisdictions want a more permanent fix from the Texas legislature? Is that right?
Absolutely. I created a sexual violence task force in Dallas, and one of the issues that we've discovered is really that labs need the technology infrastructure to be able to test the rape kits, and we need a long-term solution. This short-term fix is going to help, certainly, but one of the things that we're going to be advocating for this next legislative session is that we need to fund this issue. It absolutely needs to be a priority for our state.
Governor Greg Abbott has also named this as a priority. Do you feel like you have a pretty powerful ally to address the rape kit backlog problem, or are you concerned you have different ideas about how to move forward?
No, we look forward to working. I really think that this is a bipartisan issue. It's something that my colleagues from both sides of the aisle really supported, and I'm confident and really hopeful that that we're going to continue to work across the aisle to make this a priority for our state.
Well, you mentioned your task force. As we're about to kick off that new Texas legislative session, what do you think lawmakers need to do differently?
I think that, one, we need to prioritize Texas women. And I think we just have to continue to look at trying to create solutions, not just short-term fixes, looking at ways that we can work across the aisle and just really figure out where along the pipeline, from the moment that a woman comes forward to report that she's a victim or a survivor of rape, to making sure that we look at all of the different ways along the pipeline where we can create solutions, where the ball is getting dropped.
Do you think there's still room for the donations that people gave and may continue to give for driver's license renewals and registration renewals? Or do you think maybe that should go away and be replaced by something?
I think that there's still room for it. And I think the fact that more than 200,000 individual Texans have contributed shows that this is an issue that's important for our state. And so I think it provides the impetus for the state to really look at long-term funding solutions to get the backlog tested.
And what's your message to those people who donated? Would you encourage them to continue to donate?
Yes, and I want to thank every single person that has contributed, because $1 can go a long way to bringing justice to women, justice to survivors, because each rape kit is not just a rape kit sitting on a shelf. That represents an individual who has had a traumatic experience and is waiting for their day in court or waiting for justice.
Texas Representative Victoria Neave is a Democrat from Dallas and led the push last legislative session for Texans to be able to donate to address the rape kit backlog. Representative Neave, thank you again.
Thank you so much for the invitation.